Mambo number 5, Lou Bega, Key 100 with Dave and Jen. Sad that that's his only hit.
I know.
Like, come on, Lou. What happened to you, bro? You did so well with that one.
It really was very good.
Yeah. It's the 90s and 9 with Dave and Jen. We have a lot of bunnies around our home.
Okay.
It's kind of strange.
Okay.
But they're kind of cute, too. They're little bunnies.
Do you know what? Hop, 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 hop. Do you know they're kind of like mice in the reproduction area?
Oh, well, you know, that's why they always say.
Yeah, you know.
Like rabbits.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
All right.
See those? We got to, I feel like that's either a mama.
That's a mama with a baby, it seems like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So Buster.
Oh, gosh.
Caught wind of them outside.
Oh, no.
And as you can see here, he's standing up in our window, and he is crying.
Oh, he's whining.
Yes.
Oh, he wants to go see him. He wants to see him.
It's ridiculous. So there's...
And people are clapping for him. How crazy. No, I'm joking. Bless his heart.
And that little rabbit's just trying to eat a little grass.
So, you know... Oh, my gosh. Oh, I thought that was a car. I thought the car pulled up right then. I thought it was about to run over the rabbit. I was like, oh, my God!
He's gonna die!
No!
What video are you showing me?
Peter Cottontail. Oh, here's the deal. You remember when I was on, you know, one of those Teams meetings for one of our programming meetings, and I was outside in the backyard.
I thought that was the bird.
It was.
Okay.
But I hear Callie, and I hear the little bird squealing,
yeah.
And Callie runs away with it in its mouth.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, Buster might want to eat these
guys. I know he does. We've got them in our backyard. As you can see there, that was the front yard. They are literally, it seems to be everywhere.
That doesn't seem like a great idea.
Every morning.
A great thing.
Well, maybe they ward off insects like spiders and such.
Do they?
Caterpillars and earthworms.
Is it good to have rabbits in your yard? I love to Google everything. I really do.
I bet it's not a bad thing.
I mean, I bet it can't be. Rabbits act as highly efficient natural composters.
See?
Just like backyard chickens.
Yeah, see there?
Just like chickens.
I told you.
Oh, okay. So if you're a vegetable gardener, then that's probably a bad idea.
Okay.
Because obviously they're going to eat your stuff.
It's not us.
Okay, good. And they're going to give you a valuable manure fertilizer for that garden if you had one. Good deal. All right, well, leave them be. I guess it's fine.
I mean, they're not hurting anybody, right?
I guess.
But Buster does go crazy over them.
What if you all do accidentally run over, like, Mama and then all the babies?
No.
I'm just saying. You got to be careful. They're everywhere. They're clearly hopping around everywhere.
Yeah, do you know how quick they are? We couldn't run over one if we tried.
Oh, I doubt that one. Anyway.